Well, we've had some really challenging readings these last couple weeks from Luke's Gospel. Last week we had the Beatitudes from Luke, which are much more stark than the Beatitudes from Matthew. And this week, the commandment to love our enemies and do good to those who hate you. And just reading it just now, I think it's so easy for us because we've heard these readings all of our lives. And I think we can sort of, their impact maybe is lost on us because they're so familiar. But to do good to those who hate you, think about that. Jesus is asking us, do good to those who hate you. So if somebody really hates you and you are asked to do good to that person, that's a tall order. These are very, very challenging readings. And so I reflected a little bit on what does it mean to love our enemies. And I got help from a Jewish New Testament scholar named Amy Jo Levine. Our Jesuit community in Marco House is reading this together and reflecting on it. It's called Short Stories by Jesus. And it's interesting. She's Jewish, but she's reflecting on Jesus' stories in the New Testament from a Jewish perspective. In her commentary, she talks about the Good Samaritan parable, which is also in Luke, because it sheds light on this idea of who is our enemy. And in that parable, if you remember, the lawyer asked Jesus, who is my neighbor? Now, Jews were commanded to love their neighbor. They were to love their neighbor. So this lawyer, being very lawyer-esque, and I'm sure there's some lawyers out here in the congregation this morning, this lawyer-esque lawyer is saying, well, who is my neighbor? But the implication is, who is not my neighbor? Who does not deserve my love? Who don't I have to love? Whose lack of food and shelter can I ignore? Whom can I hate? That's really kind of behind that question in a subtle way. And Jesus' answer, of course, is no one. No one. He asks us to love everyone, even those who hate us. And again, I think that's tough medicine. I really do. And of course, at that time of the New Testament, of Jesus' time, the Samaritans and the Jews were enemies. So this Samaritan helping out this Jewish person would be, Levine makes the example, it'd be like maybe a Hamas militant terrorist helping out a Jewish person on the road in Palestine. It was like the enemy helping out. I'm not sure what a good example for us might be, but somebody, maybe some kind of a neo-Nazi person when we were in trouble helping us out. That's really what that parable is saying. And so the parable shows that that everyone deserves our love. Jews and Christians, Muslims and atheists, homeless people, migrants, felons, prisoners, white supremacists, the poor, the rich, Republicans, Democrats, and I will go pass over in silence. Vikings fans and Packer fans, and even Bears fans. We can even extend our love to Chicago, our brothers and sisters in Chicago. I guess we were all kind of in the same shape this year. And I have this bumper sticker on my car that I got from the Quakers, and it says, "Love thy neighbor, no exceptions." And I think that really says it all. Love thy neighbor, no exceptions. So our neighbor is not just the person next door. It's not just our family. It's not just members of our neighborhood or even our fellow country people. Our neighbor, in the Christian sense, is everyone. Everyone is our neighbor in Jesus' view. And Jesus tells us, and this is another thing where Jesus sets the bar high. Jesus tells us to love as God loves. And today's gospel indicates that God loves the ungrateful and the wicked. And he makes the sun rise on the evil and the good. And he sends his rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. So God loves everyone. God is kind to everyone. and we are called to love as God loves. And also, Jesus tells us, be merciful and compassionate as your Heavenly Father is merciful. Again, a tall order that we shouldn't really take for granted. And it's really a challenge to us if we take that challenge seriously. And Levine points out that Jesus was the only teacher in antiquity who commanded his disciples to love their neighbor, to love their enemies. He was the only teacher. So it's really a truly unique Christian teaching. And Jesus says today in today's gospel, if you love those who love you, so what? Even sinners do that. And I have a personal example I'd like to share with you. When I was teaching at Red Cloud Indian School in Pine Ridge, South Dakota, on the Pine Ridge Reservation, the students there, the people there, there was a lot of poverty, alcoholism, abuse. And many of my students came from very challenged homes, from abusive alcoholic homes. And they could be very, very, very challenging. And there was one particular class that I actually dreaded going into. The students were very resistant to what I was teaching them and to me, and they weren't buying this Christian stuff. You know, they were juniors and seniors in high school, 17, 18 years old. They were starting to realize their situation in the world and kind of the raw deal that they got, and so they were angry, and they saw the Christianity as the white man's religion. So I had to kind of screw up my courage every day to go into that classroom. In my morning prayer, I asked Jesus for the grace to love them no matter what, no matter how resistant they were, how challenging, how unreceptive. And actually, I think it worked because they eventually came around. I believe that they realized that I did love them, that I did care about them, that I wasn't trying to convert them, that I wasn't their enemy. And I guess I ask all of you, who is it hard for you to love? Who is your enemy? And then Levine ends her commentary by highlighting the wisdom of Jesus' mandate to love our enemies. There's a real wisdom to that mandate. She says, can we finally agree that it is better to acknowledge the humanity and the potential to do good in the enemy rather than to choose death? Will we be able to care for our enemies who are also our neighbor? Will we be able to bind up their wounds rather than bomb their cities? Can we imagine that they might do the same for us? Jesus and concern for humanity's future tells us that we must. It's only by loving our enemy that we'll ever possibly win them over, as with my Lakota students. It's only by loving our enemies that we'll ever find peace. What's the alternative? Hate? And what will that bring us? Father, Son, Holy Spirit.